helped determine the future of Camp Courageous. After 45 years, Charlie Becker is going to focus on the Camp Foundation. So Camp Courageous is looking for its next executive director to handle the day-to-day operations and year-round programs of the camp near Monticello, Iowa. For more information, go to campcourageous.org and click on the Looking for CEO tab. The search for Charlie's successor is on at campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final couple days of March 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers served in a summer program back in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers served in a year-round program today. It's also grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. An organization called HADSA, which stands for Hawkeye Area Down Syndrome Association, have been supporting the camp and been a part of the camp for many years. Received this nice little note from Michelle Friedman, who attended a special event, and she's mom of Anna Kate, and she writes, "We had the best time at Camp Courageous' Family Day. We enjoyed spending the day with our fellow HADSA friends and got to experience camp for the first time. We could not believe how much camp had to offer, from trails to train rides to zip lines, mini golf, animals, swimming, and I could go on and on. The staff there are amazing, and I can't wait for Ann Kate to be a camper there one day." So a big thank you to all those that come out. We're gearing up for our spring season right now, and it looks like we're going to have a very, very good one. Camp Courageous is always looking for counselors. We're also looking for an activity director, and we're also looking for lifeguards. If anyone's ever interested in being a part of Camp Courageous, then get a hold of us here at campcourageous.org. Our travel program has been extremely busy. They were very fortunate to head out to Washington, D.C. for the cherry blossom, and the cherries were actually just starting to sprout out. Everything was absolutely gorgeous out there for them. They had the opportunity to visit all the things there are to see in Washington, D.C. Then they also had another group that attended the Heartlanders hockey experience. And then right now we have a group out in Indiana for March Madness. So a busy time for our travel campers. This coming weekend is a respite weekend. Once again, respite weekends are a time in which families can have their loved one with a disability come out to camp and have a fun-filled time. And then at the same time, they can go off on their own directions and come back on Sunday and pick their loved one up. We have a big spring break bash. If you're interested in volunteering or being a part of that, it's a time in which campers come out from school groups and they have 4 hours full of lots and lots of activities. And that event, it's an all-free event. It'll be Friday, April 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We all welcome school groups to come on out, and we also welcome volunteers. Can't thank Ron Simler enough from Washington, Iowa. He plays Elvis. Had a wonderful time here with him and the campers as we celebrated the King of Rock and Roll. So once again, a big thank you to Ron for making that event here at Camp Courageous so special. Just a reminder, folks, anytime Camp Courageous' facilities are not being used by campers, they're available for rental. We've had things from crafting weekends to corporate events, weddings, graduations, and the list goes on and on. We just had the Heartland Regional Conference for the Association of Experiential Educators out here at camp, and one of the planning committee wrote, "Camp Courageous was a perfect place to host our conference. The camp and its facilities are so beautiful and professional. The staff are very welcoming and supportive, and the local caterers that we hired provided prompt, professional, and delicious food. We couldn't be happier. And that comes, once again, from the Association of Experiential Education. We had another unique group out here. This is a fun group. And they wrote, "We recently rented the gym at Camp Courageous for our quilting retreat. The camp personnel were over the top, accommodating of what we needed. I needed a facility that would hold up to 25 women. We needed tables and chairs for everyone and sleeping spots for all the women. We also needed a full kitchen, a bathroom facilities. And we toured through the gym and the connecting dorm to see what they could offer. It was exactly what we were hoping for. What an amazing place. I cannot thank the camp enough for all they did for us." And that comes from Sherry Schoenberg. So once again, rental facilities here at Camp Courageous are always available when the campers aren't using them. Low progress report. This coming Monday, we're going to be starting in on putting what we call the skin on the inside of South Cabin. It's going to look like an old-time log cabin. A big thank you to our friends at Edwards Creative down in Milan, Illinois for doing that work. A big thank you to Ron McGovern, who provided us a new gazebo here at Camp Courageous. It's in honor of Ed and Marie Kistemacher, Nordball, and the Iowa oil jobbers of nearly 50 years ago. And lastly, we would like to extend our sympathy to the friends and family of Lotine Paulson. She was 96 from West Liberty. Longtime friend of the camp, her and her husband Bill gave us commercial sewing machines over the years where we're doing our canvas teepees and all kinds of unique things. Wonderful couple, and we can't thank them enough for all they did for Camp Courageous over the decades. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.